We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
This is Reggie Workman with you once again, inviting you to join me in the jazz room with host Joan Watson-Jones, Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on your CyberStationsUSA.com radio network.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legend. This is part two of our interview with bassist Reggie Workman. We open with a cut from CD 2006 recording, Time Being, featuring Trio 3, Oliver Lake on saxophone, Andrew Cyril, and Reggie Workman on bass. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Jazz Room, Reggie Workman. Thanks so much. Now, we just heard Medea from that CD, Time Beam, and it had a picture, and I want you to tell me about that because it reminded me of Current that we heard at the end of our part one of your interview.
I should really relate to that because the Current was a picture of the Katrina disaster that happened some years ago, and a musical rendition of what happened during that time and how the people felt, where they were, what they experienced, and so forth. And for those of you who remember that situation, probably can recall and see the musical picture that we painted of that particular time. Now, this one was from the world literature, Medea. That situation was Jason and Medea and the hierarchy of the spirit, where Medea was sacrificing her children to seek revenge for Jason's jilting her the way he did. And we tried to imply the confusion of the time, the excitement that the people had when they realized what she had done, and the folkloric aspect of the music, the area, the people that we were painting the musical picture of. So there are many facets within that piece. You have the picture of all of those things, the confusion, the calamity of the people when they realize the horrors of poisoning the poison robe, and the children dying, the wife dying, and so forth. So a lot to portray, but that's as a result of having worked with Maya Milanovic on choreography for all those theatrical pieces.
Oh my, this is it's just fascinating. Now, how do you incorporate this type of creating music in your teaching?
There's one class that I do. I have one class that I try to incorporate that called Futuristic Concepts of Music. We were running it every semester, but we found that there were a few students who were really ready at the undergrad level to really deal with it. So they changed to standard music one semester, then futuristic another, so that it would balance.
Interesting. Interesting. It's just how you managed to so create the picture.
Yeah, I was able to bring in, as I said last session, some of the students who had been working with us in that area, the Ikawa, Yayoi Ikawa and Leonard Kretz, both from far other lands. And you know, the music has no boundaries, so it reaches all across the world. There are people who are interested in it and studying it, and some take it on, some are ready for it, some reject it, some are not ready for it. But we have to grow into an area where we incorporate and receive all the information that's out there for us to get.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to pull up another CD, and this is Trio 3 again with Jerry Allen.
Mm.
So, and this is also from the Time Beam album, and but we're going to play a different piece that this time. I think it's going to be called Barbara's Rainbow. But can you tell us a little bit about that, or would you like to talk about it on the other side?
Yeah, Barbara's Rainbow was one that we actually, I believe that was Andrew Surreal who created the picture for that, the idea for that. And it was an open type of situation that we had to put it together on the spot and bring the elements together to make a piece That was unique. And, you know, just like your child is born, you don't really know how to name that child until you it's on the planet and shows you who it is and what the spirit is that has inhabited that house. The same thing when you create a piece of music. You realize how to name it after it's done.
Oh,
and
yes.
That's what happened in a case like this.
Okay, so now let's listen to Barbara's Rainbow. You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue now with part two of our interview with bassist Reggie Workman. Hey, Reggie.
Hey, nice room to be in.
Hey, yeah.
Great to be here.
And I loved listening to Jerry Allen on this piece. It was great. And what have you. But what do you have coming up in the next few months?
Well, coming up, we have something I think is very special. I've been asked by Dorothan Kirk to do a program at her church where she curates the program at the Bethany Church in Newark.
Isn't she a radio?
Rahsaan Roland Kirk's wife, okay. And she was with the WBGO radio program,
yes,
for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And she's been curating this thing, and we talked, as a matter of fact, long distance while I was in Europe, and she said, okay, let's put this together. And she was very happy because we were doing one of Rahsaan's tunes with the band. And so what we decided to do in Newark is to prepare a tape and do something different for one of the sets on this particular performance with harp and bass and percussion. And that will be the first set, and then the second set will come in with the regular, the traditional style group. And it's going to be an interesting situation because we're working on trying to raise funds to do a documentary which Maya and Ayanna Workman are creating.
Sounds for like
me.
Your family. That's wonderful.
That's family, yeah. And she's going to be there with her cinematographer. And we're going to do Sweet Tristan, the music from Sweet Tristan, the first set. And the second set, we'll do music from various places.
Wow. Well, you've got a lot on your plate. There's a lot of things going on at one time. Now, as far as your music is concerned, I have heard such a range of music and styles and what have you, and it's just fascinating.
Interesting that you say that, because that's where I live. You know, I've been through all those changes from the days of Young in Philadelphia, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, they call it today, and on up through the eras, the 50s, late 50s, 60s, and all the people whom you know I have worked with. And that's me. That's what I'm made of. But I'm also not stuck in that area, and I like to reach forward. You know, there's a lot before us that we haven't experienced yet, and I want to have a glimpse, a musical glimpse of those things, and I want the people to share that with me and see if they are willing to travel with me through that space. So I like to not be locked in a box or put in a box that says this is who you are, because I'm growing the planets are in a different position every second. So are we.
Yes, we are. I get that so thoroughly. Sometimes it takes some people a long time to realize that.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm happy for your show. The Jazz Room is one of the places that we're helping the people to realize it, because they are exposed to something that they ordinarily wouldn't hear.
That's right.
I appreciate you for that.
I always want to come up with something that stretches what is... We don't necessarily have to make it jazz.
Mm-hmm.
We make it something of an expression, a musical expression of who the artist is.
Exactly.
And what I've heard so far is just beautiful, beautiful visions and what have you.
You know, Joan, when I was I was a radio host at WBAI for a couple of years, and that was what you're doing is the same mission that I had then, trying to expose the music that was ordinarily not heard. Expose the musicians that ordinarily wouldn't have exposure, interview people who had really something different to say. And I still have some of those air checks that I need to share with the people. And so I'm happy that you're doing it. It feels like you're a continuum.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, how can people learn about your music Can you you have a website that we can talk about?
That's a good idea. I would like for people to tune into ReggieWorkman.com or either ReggieWorkman.net. We'll take them to the same place. And of course, you put my name in YouTube and many things will come up. So I'm hoping that folks will be interested in doing that as we finish this show.
And our other thing is that I did do some research, and I see a majority of the CDs that we have been playing today are listed on iTunes. So they can always go to iTunes, and if they want that whole CD of Live at Birdland or Cerebral Caverns, which we played in the early ones, I saw those up on iTunes.
Great.
So this works out fairly well. And we're going to come up with one more piece of music, and it's from the CD titled Live at Birdland with James Blood Ulmer on guitar and vocals, by the way, John Hicks on piano, Rashid Ali on drums, and of course Reggie Workman.
You know, I should add there, that was an interesting project. James Blood is a blues person. He's a blues guitar player, singer, and he was an important person for a part of Ornette Coleman's travels. He worked along with Ornette for a while, and he decided, well, hey, let me do something with you guys because you represent part of what I'm about, but most people don't know that. So we put together a group with John, the late John Hicks, the late Rashid Ali, myself, and James Blood. I hate to say the late all the time, but the people need to know that those persons have jumped off the planet. And their music is forever, as you say, but their house has transcended.
Yes, I know.
And this music is representing some of that, representing some of the fact that James Blood decided that he wanted to include some other elements in his musical endeavor. And Live at Birdland was during that time.
Okay, and now this is a 2010 recording, Live at Birdland, and I understand this was recorded live at Birdland.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, this has been a wonderful journey.
It's
to
really
sit with you here across the table in the kitchen at Studio 952 in New York City. Thank you so much, Reggie Workman.
I'm so glad to be here and so glad for you. I hope you'll continue this show forever.
Thank you.
Let's listen now to a cut from Live at Birdland from 2002 live performance with James Blood Ulmer, who plays guitar and is doing vocals on this piece. Enjoy.
It's because I talk to you and hold you up. It don't mean that we gotta fight. Every time I walk with you and hold your hand, it don't mean I'm trying to be your man. Girl, you know you look so good to me. Me and you together could make three. You know how I feel, and you but not squeal, 'cause it don't mean that we have to make love. Thank you. ask you to hold your hand. Can't you see that I need you? That it needs you. Yeah, I hope you understand. Don't care how you try. Oh, little lady, I'll be right by your side. You're gonna go home at night. Everything gonna be alright, but it don't mean that we can make love. It don't mean. Hey, John, tell him again.
We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me or chat with me through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
I can't tell you, girl, but it's true. Every day I say I want things my way, but it don't be. Gotta tell you, oh, it don't mean. Got to be true. We were.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
A
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyberstationusa.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.